A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Video games possess an amazing ability to let a person escape the humdrum of their normal lives. With video games, we can break the boundaries of what your mind can even perceive as being possible. However, some video games, well, they like to shatter this vision of paradise with arduous side quests, collectathons, and grind-heavy gameplay. Thankfully, though, some video games actually include some bizarre workarounds to the corners that they've written themselves into and have NPCs do all of the hard work for you. And who doesn't love a game that, plays itself? I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 video games that did the hard work for you. Number 8, No More Heroes 1, Let's Shake. So as anyone who's even glanced at the No More Heroes franchise can tell you, these games are all about over-the-top boss battles and a whole bucket of gore, and thus a lot of enjoyment comes from dismembering the cavalcade of crazed killers in frantic encounters. However, as those who have actually experienced this franchise firsthand will attest to, No More Heroes is actually a title much more interested in inverting your expectations as a player. For example, while the boss battles are indeed intense sugar rush assaults on the senses, in order to unlock them, you'll need to undertake literal chores like mowing grass and carrying fruit, all of which are dragged out on purpose to make you question the relationship between gratification and violence, and of what you be prepared to do in order to satiate your bloodlust. And even when you have earned enough cash, this game then pulls another fast one on you during the battle with Let's Shake. Here the stage is set for a climactic fight, and thanks to the monstrous size of the machine in front of you, it really does seem like you're gonna have a tough battle ahead. That is until Henry drops from the sky and eliminates the boss in one move before leaving. Cheers, I guess. I mean, he has saved you from a fight, but he's also cost you a fight. Damn you, Henry! Number 7, Borderlands 2, Victims of the Vault Hunters. After the rampant success of Borderlands 2, fans were chomping at the bit to get back into the fray however they could, and being the lovely purveyors of pain that they are, Gearbox supported the title not only with some pretty hefty expansion packs, but also some nice little holiday-themed bonus battles called Headhunter Packs. Yet despite not being related to Halloween, Sir Hammerlock vs. the Son of Cormorax contained a nasty little trick for players, which reared its ugly head in the mission Victims of the Vault Hunters. Here we're told that Sparky Flint, son of Captain Flint, who was a boss that you punished way back way, is out for revenge, and he's not alone. Sparky's gone and gathered a group of assassins from the Vault Hunter's past who are desperate to take them down once and for all. However, there's just one problem. They're already dead by the time that you reach them. Time and time again, you'll arrive at the supposed nemesis counterpart to each Vault Hunter and find them dead, leading to Sparky getting more and more wound up. Eventually, it turns out that he's the only boss left to fight, and he meets his maker pretty quickly before the Vault Hunters then find out that each of their assassins was killed by one of their NPC friends. It's a nice moment, but gosh dang, did we miss being able to take out these nefarious foes ourselves. Number 6, Monster Party, Dead Already. Monster Party is a really odd game, and when you consider that this came out on the NES, aka the home of oddball titles, that is truly saying something. From its opening moments where Bert the Griffin effectively kidnaps protagonist Mark to help him fight monsters in his world, to the sheer number of odd enemies that you'll end up battling, I mean seriously, you take on a fried tempura shrimp as one of the bosses, you'll be left reeling with each and every new screen. However, one moment above all else will send your jaw through the floor and your brain dribbling out of your ear, and that's when you come to fight one of these mini bosses in the opening stage. As you enter the room, you're confronted with a giant corpse of a spider, who will promptly tell you, "Sorry, I'm dead." And if you wait around 3 seconds, the boss literally gives up its treasure without a fight. Now, considering that some of these battles can be infuriatingly difficult thanks to the wonky nature of the title, it's both a godsend that something has killed this boss for you, but it also makes for one of the weirdest encounters that we've ever witnessed. Number 5, Chrono Trigger, Luca to the Rescue. Chrono Trigger will never cease to amaze me when it comes to looking at secrets and special features, as it is utterly mind-blowing to see just how much content the devs managed to squeeze into this teeny tiny cartridge. From encounters that can see you recruiting former villains to the party, to secret items, interactions, and weapons hidden in every nook and cranny, I'd be pretty impressed if you managed to see all of this on your first few runs. For example, I personally never knew that if you failed to rescue Chrono from jail in time, that Luca would actually do all of the hard work for you. It turns out that if you leave the poor old fella in prison long enough, maybe due to you planning and overthinking how to break him out, then Luca will step in to lend a hand. And even better than that, Luca actually defeats all of the guards for you, making the next section an utter cakewalk. Guess we can stop digging holes and baking files into pies, as this great escape is being handled by the pros. Number 4, Dragon Quest VI, Terry the Dragon Slayer. Gah, you have to love the Dragon Quest franchise, don't you, as not only are they exemplars of fantasy narratives, each filled to the brim with charming and lovable characters, but also for gifting unto the world the almighty enemy known as the Slime. Praise him, for he is your slimy Jesus. What a perfect little glob of goo he is. However, if we're being truly honest, outside of some mad variants, it's not exactly the toughest enemy to fight. Now, the Haxorus from Dragon Quest VI that players are asked to slay early on in the game, now that is a true fight. Or at least it would be if bloody Terry hadn't got there first. When you rock up the blue-clad that has already beaten the monster and is intent on claiming the reward for himself. And this ends up being his primary gimmick, arriving just before us at crucial moments to reap our bounty. Now, to be fair, he does apologize for this rude behavior later, but up until this point, he's just a glory thief and a literal thief. Number 3, Final Fantasy VIII, Train Carriage Carnage. Final Fantasy VIII is a really mad adventure from start to finish, isn't it? Even before the school you're in begins to fly about and you take on a witch looking to compress all of time and space together, you're tasked with jobs that would make James Bond and Sam Fisher raise an eyebrow for how action-packed and complex they are. So early on in the game, the gang is given a pretty serious job involving hijacking a train, and then switching a carriage at high speeds, and then kidnapping the president of a nation in order to force his armed soldiers to withdraw from a local city. Now, in order to do this, you're given a briefing which explains all manner of objectives that you've got to complete within a time limit, including how to decouple train cars and also how to avoid some special high-tech sensors that are built into the president's carriage. It's enough info to make you sweat, especially seeing as that if you trigger one of these special sensors that are based on movement and heat signatures, then all of the guards will flood your position. Therefore, isn't it just a huge bit of luck that it's exactly these sensors that are broken when you arrive? The feeling of relief that washes over you to not have to deal with all of that Billy is surely enough to lower your guard a little, which actually turns out to be a huge mistake considering the boss that you still have to face. Still, thanks for not making this section even more of a pain, Square Enix. Number 2, Metal Gear Solid 2, Snake's Been Here. Oh, bless you, Hideo Kojima, you really did have a laugh with your fans when it came to releasing Metal Gear Solid 2 Sons of Liberty, didn't you? Oh, sorry, actually, that should be at and not with, because the bait and switch job that you did with conning people into thinking that they were going to be playing as Snake throughout this mission only to be handed control of Raiden really was a slap in the ocelots, wasn't it? Still, no matter, Jackie Boy here has been through all the VR missions that you can count and is therefore an ass-kicking machine, so let's test out his skills. What do you mean that Solid Snake's already been through this area and knocked out all the guards for us? Well, to better explain, if you meet Stillman and then drop back to the connecting strut, you'll see a man in a box walking away from a guard that he's just knocked out for you, meaning that Snake's not only been spying on you, but he's also done you a favor by eliminating somebody about to get the drop on you. And number 1, Star Fox 64, Sector X Meltdown. Now, if there's one thing that we can definitely say about the Star Fox games, it's that living in their universe is never going to be dull. Whether you're destroying fleets of enemy spaceships, driving around in unwieldy chicken-like tanks, or just rescuing dinosaurs, yeah, that was a thing, wasn't it? It's a busy and varied time for Fox and his crew. In fact, there might be so much to do on the to-die list that you might even look for ways to skirt around some firefights in order to make it home in time for tea. Luckily for you, then, that Star Fox 64 actually goes out of its way to remove what could have been a drawn-out and rather difficult battle in Stage 4 that's located in Sector X. Here you're told of a deadly weapon that's being developed and must be stopped at all costs. And seeing as it's housed within a huge space base, you're likely going to have the fight of your lives coming up pretty soon. Except, the game actually pulls a swerve on you and reveals that the base has been destroyed by the weapon itself, which came online, got its priorities confused, and destroyed everything. It's a swings and roundabouts moment here, because now you don't need to assault a heavily armed base, but you do need to take on a massive killer robot. Ah, well, at least we get to see Slippy doing what he does best, and that is suck and nearly die. God, I hate him.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.